You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Preppy Pimpin' Podcast. As always, it's your boy, Niels, a.k.a. Brian.
Say what up,
I always do that out of order. That's my thing. That's my thing now.
What up, though? Looks like a nice bitch. I ain't started drinking, but I'm about to.
Yeah, after that last one, Doug had to do some deep soul searching and kind of get his mind, spirit, and body right. And that's a perfect segue into the first topic. This is 2019, man. It's a new year.
2019, what I'm calling it for myself personally, is the year of the no drug Doug. Like, real shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie, no. End of last year, bro. I was fucking with them shit starters too heavy. So I had to chill out. I had to regroup. But no, 2019 is the rebrand, and yeah, we about to turn it up.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself. You know what I said? I had to come through and get back, you know, mentally, physically, stronger and better.
Hashtag no drug Doug. That's how we plan it.
That is how we're planning. And you know myself, I'm you know, just gonna be doing me.
West Coast and per usual. I'm still gonna be sipping though, man. I'm still gonna be sipping though, but fuck all the other bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, and weed legal in Michigan now too. So yeah,
weed is legal now in Michigan. Actually, that's like a really good topic. Let's
go green,
that.
But fuck the Spartans.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that if you take blue and yellow, it makes green. We live in Ann Arbor, so get that reference. no, but at the same time, it is pretty crazy now that weed is actually legal here in Michigan. Because, you know, I can remember all those years before, you know, going, sneaking, hiding, you know, smoking behind, you know, behind the house or in the car or something like that. And now, like, it is legal. There's some rules and regulations with it, but it's pretty crazy to think that we live in a day and age where weed is now legal.
I never would have thought, like, we'd experience some shit like that. Well, we'd experienced it here in Michigan in our lifetime. I feel like that shit's all of a sudden. It's just, oh, shit, like, it's on the ballot to legalize marijuana. But once I, like, saw that was confirmed, I was like, man, like, if, like, this actually is for real, especially out our way, like, no, Castle, making sure that shit passes.
Yeah. So just to kind of go through and inform people and just kind of, you know, share some stuff. So this is an article from the Detroit Free Press just talking about legal marijuana. And so, you know, now currently, individuals age 21 and older can now purchase, possess, and use marijuana infused edibles and grow up to 12 marijuana plants for personal consumption.
Lit.
That is lit. Honestly, and you know what? A lot of people can get into what is called, what's known as free enterprise for themselves.
Yeah, but I think
it's
like,
legal now.
No, all that shit, though, is still like, because it's still like federally scoring, scoring against.
Federally.
It's almost like bullshit you gotta go through. It's like, with me, like, no, I'm just gonna, like, with me personally, I'm just gonna continue to be a consumer, man. Like,
yeah. You know, I kind of feel like this is now the gold rush. Kind of like the, you know, everyone getting out to California and those western states to get gold. You know,
everybody,
that's basically
coming
right now.
Everybody coming to the west side and starting up a illegitimate dispo.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck going on now.
A few, you know, dispos have actually been, like, robbed and stuff like that. I've seen on the news to where people, now that it's legal, you know, they've definitely been trying to get theirs.
Now, my brother was telling me the other day that, like, I guess, like, Trump passed some shit that, like, I guess, it ended up shutting down a bunch of dispos because, like, a lot of cats didn't have, like, they licenses and, like,
yeah,
all
a lot
like,
of people,
the papers
a lot of
together.
People weren't on,
but, like,
on point.
Them niggas dumb as fuck because it's, like, man, especially with, like, just, again, like, how even though marijuana is becoming, like, more legal and there's more rights to be open up for it, like, it's still, like, mad cats, especially, like, the feds and shit and government. They this shit's still scoring upon in their eyes. So, like, you have to go through so many loops and whatnot to get, like, a legit marijuana operation up and going. So it's like, for them cats to be dropping the ball like that, like, y'all got the paper and shit, right? Like, y'all niggas was fucking up from the jizz on. Like, come on, man, get it together.
They really are. But, you know, as a consumer, what you should, you know, find pretty cool is that underneath this new law, you can actually have a, there's a 10 ounce limit for marijuana that's kept at your house or for weed that's at your house.
Lit.
And then basically, anything that's over 2.5 ounces,
nigga.
Yeah,
lit,
has to be locked in a container. So basically, you can have up to like 2.5 ounces or zips, and just that's just what you have at your house. That's like if you blow an ounce a day, you could do that.
10 zones,
it's
nigga.
Legal. It's legal.
10 zones, nigga.
Yeah.
Lit.
That's wild. And you know that's something that is actually in effect as we're recording this right now. So
lit.
Yeah. I think it's pretty dope.
Literally.
Can you imagine?
I think it's pretty dope, too.
See what I did there. Could you imagine living in a time with, like, prohibition? Like, back in, like, you know, the
couple
19...
years ago.
No. I'm not talking about weed prohibition. I'm talking about liquor prohibition.
It would be just like, you would just be living life like you under 21.
Yo,
no. That's cap. No, because nobody would be getting it back then. So
yeah,
I mean, then nah, you be treating this shit like how motherfuckers was treating weed before all that shit passed. Like shit, it was on some hot boy shit. If you really want it,
they were, man. You know, that's how NASCAR actually got started. Was from like people like running liquor back and forth, like moonshiners.
Some the niggas were drunk driving.
They weren't drunk driving, but they were carrying. I mean, like, I guess if you think about the definition of drunk driving, like, they did have alcohol on them, but I don't think they were, like...
Like the NASCAR events, people drinking at them, like, that was, like, the spot for that shit?
No, bro. Like, in NASCAR, people would be like, yeah, I'm the driver. I'm going to move this alcohol from point A to point B, I can do it faster than this person.
Oh, because being, like, I'm a professional driver, like...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but it wasn't, like that's how, that like, they brave, came up with that, yeah. How it evolved to them driving in a circle... You know, I've got honestly no idea on that one. That one's past me. But, yeah. So, you know, another thing that has been popping off quite frequently, or, you know, something more recently is Netflix Originals, specifically this movie called Bird Box with Sandra Bullock. It's very, very good. I highly recommend you guys check it out. But it has spawned a whole slew of internet memes.
Dog, I ain't seen that shit.
Yeah, you know,
I want to though, but I ain't seen that shit.
You definitely should, man. It's a different take on kind of like a, I guess like a dystopian, like kind of if everything were to kind of hit the fan, take on that. It's also for the listeners out here that, you know, are cinephiles. It's very similar to the movie The Happening with Mark Wahlberg. It's the same movie, basically.
All I know about the movie is niggas had blindfolds on, and like if you took it off, like. Shit got bad.
Yeah.
Like, but not like, I don't know, just like I've been telling you, like, this that title itself is like Bird Box. It just sounds so wild. Like, this just sounds like, I feel like that movie be crazy, but like, you know, people keep telling me that movie's trash. So,
I don't know. Man, it's pretty good.
I need to see that shit.
You know, everyone likes to think they're a critic nowadays.
Bro, what's
your
Netflix account, dog?
I'm not going to say it over because we're recording right now.
I need
I don't
shit,
want a bunch of new profiles out there, you know what I'm saying?
I need that shit because I'm about to be paying for that shit.
I got you, though, after we'll discuss. You know, that's another good question is, so I basically have all the streaming subscriptions. I've got Spotify. I got Netflix. I got Amazon Prime.
I don't got shit. I'm a freeloader.
Huh. So you're that guy, huh?
Yep.
You know, I wish I was, but I like to maintain everything. Because here's the thing is that with it being mine, I pay it, it pulls from my account. I could just change the password on people. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just cheap,
and no
bro.
One would know.
Nah, I'm just cheap, bro.
I get it. I mean, there are a lot of free alternatives out there.
YouTube.
There is YouTube, which is actually pretty low.
But again, at the same time, when you think about it, you kind of pay. Oh, what's your iPhone bill? Internet bill, you're paying for it
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, nah, I'm paying for the internet. Fuck that.
There's this app, and it's a website, I believe. It's called Tubi, like Tubi TV.
And I, like,
it's
so
pretty
like,
fire.
And like, if you're talking, if you like for like some movies, if you like scour like the internet or not, you can find shit on there. Because like that's how I'll be like watching Scarface and shit. I'll be just like the IMDb thing. Like that's like one of them, like there's some sites out there like they had that shit.
Yeah. You know, honestly, Scarface, what a great movie. I used to think that it was extremely overrated, but as I've grown up and become more of an adult, I actually really think it's a great movie.
The movie's a shit, just with the exception of, like, the last, like, fourth of it. Because that's when the shit just like after Dog got married, that's when the shit started hitting the fan.
Yeah. Yo, you know what scene I always thought was real wild in that movie was when Tony realizes that his homeboy married his sister, spazzes and kills him.
At that point, that's when the shit.
That's when Tony starts getting coked out when he's turning on his own people.
At that point, that's when everybody died. Then the movie just ended.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Like, and you would think too. Like, if you never saw the movie before, and you watched it up until like the wedding, you would think, oh, this is like, oh, the movie but end right now. Like, shit, like, dog, like, my man did it. He escaped from Cuba. Ended up, shit, getting on as fuck, and he ended up becoming that nigga in a dope game. Shit, got married, you know.
He did, but shit, also
he got the bag.
But also, man, he start happen like it's a common thing that happens to most people when you start to suffer from success, to where you get so jaded by your current circumstances and things around you that like just too much success. That's what happened to Tony.
It sounds familiar to me. And then dog started getting off that boat stuff, like, shit, man, it's ain't no drugs, man. It's that weed. That's not a drug, so.
Yeah, weed's legal now in Michigan.
And it's also in like 12 other states.
And it's a plant,
so, man, it's ain't no drug, but like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, all them powders, all them pills, out that bullshit, please.
Yeah. I will say, though, I tried this thing called Kratom one time. It's a natural herb. Yeah. Man, look it up. Everyone that's listening to this, Google Kratom right now and try to understand a little bit more about it, because it's pretty insane.
Shit, gaff what I smoke, nigga. Fuck you talking about?
Huh. Watch out, you might blow up.
Gaff what I smoke.
What?
93, no 87, you did.
I think I understand. So what you're telling me is you smoke
90 trace, no 87.
Huh. This is the bilingual episode. Brought to you by Douglas.
See?
Nice. Well, so another thing that has been kind of sweeping through, I guess, pop culture, the internet, just a lot of people have real hot topics on this.
And you said pop culture, bro?
Yeah.
You said pop culture, bro?
Pop.
I know. I'm just
not pop.
I'm just, now you're going to be thinking about weed. And
it's green in here.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about recycling.
And fuck the Spartans, too, by the way. Go blue.
Yeah. But, this R. Kelly documentary series. So for those who don't know, R. Kelly, notorious,
he's a nasty nigga.
Yeah, notorious scumbag R. Kelly. There's a Lifetime documentary called Surviving R. Kelly. And I watched a couple episodes of it. R. Kelly's pretty fucked, man.
Like,
he's one fucked individual.
You know what I was thinking about, though? Like, I'm mad that I fucked with the song Step in the Name of Love, because it's like,
it is a clean song though.
But still, that's type joint when you at the cookout with all the old niggas and shit. It's somebody, it's like dog at the grill with them sandals on. Black folks, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. That nigga, he's typically somebody's uncle.
Yep.
And then once that two step shit come on, like that's the you know what I'm talking about. Like, hey, that's that sometime white party shit. Like, you know, that's. But no, it's still like, you can't jack this shit now. Like, really knowing all the shit. Go on my dog, like, man. But.
So it's funny because, it's been no secret that R. Kelly is a notorious dirtbag. Like, back in 2008, R. Kelly was on trial for it was child pornography and
using the bathroom for that young lady, bro. That shit wild.
Yeah, he was he peed on her, had sex with her, and it was just fucked overall. And everyone knew about this, but specifically, I feel like within the black community, everyone was like, "Yo, R. Kelly's still that nigga."
Yo, basically. I know there's one girl I used to go to school with back in the city. Like, she's like in love with R. Kelly. Like, she's in love with this nigga, and just is like, why? Like, this nigga's a fucking pedo, bro. Like,
yes.
No, that's like the West Day. That's like the lowest form of person.
So I'd like to reference one of Robert Kelly's most frequent or most popular songs. Perhaps you guys might know the lyrics to this, but it's my mind is telling me no.
But my body.
My body.
Telling me yeah.
But my body is telling me yes. baby. I don't want to hurt nobody. But there's something that I must confess.
Bro, that's how you know a nigga pedo, bro.
Yeah.
Saying shit like this. Yeah. That's clearly what he's saying.
He clearly is having a moral dilemma right now.
That's exactly what that line is saying. My mind's telling me no, but like, dog, but at the same time, dog was like, fuck you. I don't give a fuck. You like eight. Like, that's fucked up, bro.
It is. Yeah. R. Kelly is a slime ball. But here's the thing is that he does make some good music, man. But he's a slime ball, so we can't support him.
And I remember like I was saying like earlier too, like the reason why dog is able to make such good music and such like you really feel that shit because like that you know dog was on that shit because like for him to make such like just such provoking music like that, like he had to have been like living that shit out to a certain extent and like based on dog track record, like shit. That nigga step in the name of love and little girls, bro.
Yo, so
shit crazy out here, man.
My mind then wonders, you know, in terms of high profile black celebrities who have then you basically been doing some fucked up shit. Who do you think is a worse person, Bill Cosby or R. Kelly?
Did Bill Cosby actually do it for real?
Yo, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say yes.
But actually no, but then again, nah, but Bill Cosby, he was doing it to like 10-year-old girls though. So nah.
Yo, but
he can't, man. Pedo. Nah, I mean like rape, that's fucked up. But like being a pedo, like that's like bro, I'd rather be a murderer than be a pedo, bro. Like
yeah. I think in jail that you would get treated differently if you were a murderer versus a child sex offender.
Bro, if you're a pedo,
I know this.
If you're a pedo, you ain't getting no love. In jail, you ain't getting no love. Outside, like you were getting like universally, nobody has any sympathy for fucking pedo. Like a murderer, motherfuckers will shit. Very motherfucking murderer niggas, very fair motherfucking murderer shit. Have all type of respect, like shitting niggas be shutting you. Come around the kind of way, like nah. No, you lay with a pedophile, like nah.
Yo, this is
true,
though.
There's no coming back from that.
Like, I was watching for those listeners out there. I'm a huge, real big into like the Forensic Files and like CSI, Law and Order, Criminal Minds, all that. That's my shit. I'm trying to get a little guest appearance on Criminal Minds. I want to be a guest agent for an episode. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me about it. But I was watching some episode and it was really kind of going in about, and this is completely off topic, but like when you get married to someone, like you never know what their true intention is. It seems like a lot of those times when people are dying, bro, or getting murdered, it's always about something crazy, man. It's insurance money.
Typically the bag, yes.
Yeah, it's always the bag.
Typically the bag.
Yeah. Which is fucked, to be honest with you. Like,
That's life, though. That is what it is, unfortunately.
Yeah, you're right. It is life, man. But at the same time, like, you know, you shouldn't be living, like, such a, I guess, a miserable existence just to get money. Like, there's way more things in life than money. Money is an important tool, but it's not the most important.
But you better get some things out of money. And if you fucked up, sometimes your mind gonna take you to those points. Where it's like, man, shit, I do a nigga real greasy for that bag one time, especially if I can. Like, not saying it's right, but that's just, yeah, the mindset of a dishonest person.
Yeah.
A nigga with no integrity. That's what it is.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, man, because it honestly is someone who's like, just like one slime ball, just like greasy, just like. But here, at the same time, it's not, though, because, like, under the given circumstances, anyone will do anything. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes, yeah, like, if somebody's back is, like, really against the wall, like, shit, motherfucker go do some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like, some shit, like, they know damn well they shouldn't even be doing it themselves. But at the same time, based on the variables at hand, they going to be like, man, fuck it. Shit, I gotta do what I got to do. Yeah, fuck y'all niggas. It'd be like that sometimes.
That's it. You know, just kind of changing topics here a little bit. Right now, if you guys, you know, haven't been following the news headlines.
I haven't.
That's why I'm here to enlighten you, bro.
Bro, I've been shut out from the world, bro. I haven't been on no social media. I haven't even been on social media in 2019 yet. Like, man.
Maybe that's a good thing, though.
I've been disconnected as fuck from the world.
Yeah, maybe that's a good thing. It gives you an opportunity to kind of go and get your mind right and be able to.
Shit, I've been getting my mind right. Shit, especially since after November. Yeah, I really been getting my mind right.
I think I understand what you said.
Yeah, reference to getting a podcast. Get my mind right.
Yeah. Mental health is extremely important. Health is extremely important. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, for those who haven't been following the news, President Trump. There's a lot of this real hot topic with his wall that he's trying to.
That's one thing. Like, I just like discovered it though. Like, actually, no, it was on like Christmas. Like, my uncle was like talking about the shit because, like, when I always would hear Trump talking about that that building a wall shit, I always thought it was just like propaganda and it wouldn't be something that like would actually happen, but that should actually happen.
Yeah. So there's this article I was reading from CNN the other day that was basically, so right now, because they weren't able to come to an agreement with that, the government is essentially on a shutdown right now. So there are government employees who are working, but they're not actually getting paid for doing that. And there's some people that they're just not even working right now. They're just out of work. Nope. And so basically, President Trump is going to or is inclined to declare a national emergency to secure military funding for his, you know, for his wall that he's trying to build. And that basically if they aren't able to come to an agreement before that happens, then that's just what he's going to do to ultimately get his way.
Are my tax dollars going to help fund this shit?
Yes, I believe so. But here's the thing.
I'm not about to work no more, bro.
Is that Donald Trump actually has us kind of by the balls with this, if you think about it. He's got a lot of people by the balls because with the government shutdown, no one is going to be getting their tax return checks.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Because the government shut down, they can't process it.
Bro, I need my tax return, dog.
That's what I'm saying. So real talk, like he's got everyone like, you want that tax return? Give me my wall.
Y'all niggas better get that shit
together. Give me my wall and then y'all get y'all tax return. He's holding it hostage.
Man, that's some cash here, bro. I need my fucking tax return, bro. Man, yeah. Fuck that goofy ass wall, bro. Give me my goddamn tax money, bro.
But here's the thing is that you got to think about that. This is basically, I'm sorry for the children and listeners out here. I'm about to be real graphic. But basically, it's for him to be able to have like a dick swinging contest or like a dick size contest because think about this. If bro has been able to put his name on all these hotels, all these attractions, all these business deals, that'll be like a lasting legacy to say, hey, you know what? This might not have my name on it. It might not be the Trump wall, but I made this wall happen.
Donald Trump looks like Ruffles cheddar cheese potato chip dipped in peanut butter. That's what that nigga looks like.
That's a very odd combination, but he kind of does. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you ever see like a when President Trump is going through and doing his thing.
That nigga is orange.
He is, but here's the thing is that someone on his team is not a real one because he'd be wearing them little tanning goggles. His little eyes be real white around it. The rest of his skin is real orange. It's very funny. It looks like a cooked sweet potato.
Bro, that nigga orange as fuck, bro.
He is. You know what's funny is like it almost would seem to me that he's trying to get a lot of melanin in his complexion. Like what if President Trump, he was on like, I don't know if I really want to say this, you know, might have like, you know, the NSA listening. But what if he secretly was wanting to become Hispanic? Think about that.
Why block himself Mexico now? Shit.
So then, you know what I'm saying? It's just he can go through and do what he needs to do.
Why are we blocking the border of that country? We ain't blocking off Canada.
Because he probably likes Canada, man. Canada's real nice people.
But also, like, Canada's like somewhere like over like across like the water. So like,
yeah.
I don't know how to put a bridge over the water, but
yeah. I mean, they could do it, but well, here's
like
the thing.
that type of bridge to keep a person out.
Yeah, but here's the thing though: is that if they put a bridge between here. In Canada, is that eventually that bridge would get a little rusty. They would need to make repairs. I'd be on that repair crew.
Man.
I slide up out of there.
All I know is I'm not allowed in Canada until I'm 28. So until then, I don't give a damn about Canada. Yeah. They ain't in Canada for me anyway. Actually, no, that's cap. That's cap. That's shit in Canada.
You know Canada has legal weed as well.
They them boys ran out.
Oh, did they?
I don't know if that's sort of thing, but like Canada, like the country of Canada, like legit ran out of weed.
Hmm.
Like it like weed got really like right after they legalized it, it got real real scarce out there.
Oh, they had a scarcity of weed.
Like them niggas started like taxing dumb hard because like shit, them niggas hardly had shit out there. Shit, nigga fuck around, flood Canada, shit come up. nigga fuck around, flood Canada.
Basically, flood with the weed.
it's gonna take a nigga from Michigan and do it because shit. Shit, we ain't in no drought out here. Tough. All
right.
It's not gonna be me though, but I'm just saying.
So, have you ever heard of the Florida Man? It's an urban legend.
Is that nigga orange?
No.
Is he crazy?
He is.
Oh, all right. Man.
So,
Florida niggas is crazy.
I'm gonna go through and just give you a story of the Florida Man. This dude's mad spooky. So basically,
does he do bath salts?
Yeah, Florida Man did do bath salts.
For real?
Yeah,
typical Florida nigga.
Yeah. So a Florida man tried to purchase a hot dog with cannabis. This man was arrested at
that nigga was trying to barter for a hot dog.
Yeah, he was arrested at a Circle K. After he tried to trade a napkin full of cannabis for a hot dog.
How much did it know?
You know, it doesn't say.
Because when we think about it though, like you get like especially like from a fucking Circle K, you get a hot dog for like probably like a dollar and some change. If you were even giving like let's say like a gram of weed, or if you call yourself like bartering like a gram of weed for like a hot dog, in a sense like you were giving way too much for the hot dog because that gram of weed that's gonna be hitting you for at least like 10. So it's like
you probably give him an ounce of Rex.
Oh, but that's another thing though. No, it was like a little gram of some fucking red eggs, and yeah, maybe it's a little equivalent to a little your little Circle K hot dog. But shit, I don't know about the shit.
Yeah, but I guess he offered it directly to an employee. Which I mean, like honestly, like that seems like a fair trade off. Like
a Circle K employee may have took that shit.
Yeah. So he wasn't like completely wrong in like his thought process.
Circle K employee would have took that shit on the table. Yeah. Like, hey, huh, come over here, bro. What up under these cameras?
Yeah. So basically, you know, he got the cops called on him, and he was charged with selling and distributing marijuana. Yo, that sucks to suck, I suppose.
That shit is crazy. All
right. So the Florida man, another time, was drunk and started a fire while making cookies. Also,
he got a rap shit of his crazy shit.
Yeah.
Wait. So what else did he do?
An intoxicated Florida man started a fire while making cookies in the nude on a George Foreman. First off, who the fuck would think about making cookies on their George Foreman grill?
That bitch gonna be so gunked up by the time
it
you're done
would.
With it.
It would be so gunked up, but then they like think about this: the cookies would be all like wrinkly, like the George Foreman. They'd have grill marks on it.
You're not gonna get some quality cookies out of that motherfucker. I mean, like I like honestly, like it'll work, but it's just gonna be fucked up.
So basically, you know, the guy,
this nigga big brazy. Yeah.
He responded like basically like he got real drunk, called, recognized that there was a fire.
Oh, I keep forgetting about the fact he was drunk, dude. That sounds like some drunk shit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go home make some cookies on my George Foreman and see how it turns out.
Basically, like, he called the firefighters, the police, whatnot. Realized he made a mistake and told him that he was sorry.
He called him niggas?
Yeah, he didn't want his house to burn down, bro.
Man, this nigga goofy as fuck.
So when they got there, they're basically just like, bro, like you could have died from smoke inhalation. And they asked him how the fire started. The man confessed to drinking liters of
vodka. I've been drinking.
And guess what? He smoked some weed. And this happened around 9 a.m.
He the Florida man. You already know he laced this shit with bath salts.
Yeah. So basically, the man decided that instead of cooking cookies in the oven like a normal human being, he decided to use his George Foreman grill. He left the grill on.
Dumbass!
It caught fire. So in order to like to stop the flames, he placed dry towels on the George Foreman, and that also then caught fire.
This thing is stupid as fuck, dog.
Yeah,
that's you in the kitchen too, of all places. You thought to grab a towel before grabbing a bucket of water.
Yeah,
this nigga's stupid, bro.
Well, he's probably drunk.
I'm stupid. Like, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, yo, that's almost as good of an idea as going out to your car when you have ice on the windshield and then just pouring hot water on it to de-thaw it. Think about that. It'll freeze. All right, so another story for you is, once again, Florida man who happened to be a security officer was fired for uploading his farts to Instagram.
Is this nigga in jail, dog?
He is.
All right, bet.
So he had an Instagram account, which go ahead and smack that follow button on Paul Flart, which is funny because it's a contraction.
Is he on Instagram at Florida Man?
No, he's on Instagram at Paul Flart. The Florida Man is just like every time you hear a story that has to deal with Florida, it's typically Florida Man gets naked
Florida Man.
So yeah, basically, this guy was going through, and
man, I'm about to start doing homework to cap shit. I'm about to become Michigan man.
You should.
I'm about to start being in the news all the time, doing a bunch of cap shit. I'm about to become Michigan man. Yeah, go blue.
That's pretty funny, but yeah, this guy, I guess like. Ironically enough, his name was Doug as well, too, but he's Florida Doug. Flart. His boss noticed that he was spending a lot of time on his phone while he was at work.
Lot of motherfuckers, though.
Yeah, but it was basically like he was on Instagram taking, like, fart videos. So, bro would just be there ripping ass and recording
that's
it.
Magic.
And, yeah.
That shit, Big Bird, what the fuck?
You know what's even weirder? Is that he has an audience of people who want to actually hear or watch
that. So this nigga IG lit.
Yeah, it probably is.
Well, and honestly, I can see that shit too. All like, you already know motherfuckers gravitate to that stupid shit on Instagram, so I can see that.
Yeah.
In 2019, like, I'm not surprised when it was like that. Like,
yeah.
That part right there is normal. Like, oh, like, I'm not shocked. This nigga has a following. and that's probably what prompts him to keep doing all this stupid shit. Because he had a following. So he's like, all right, bad. I'm going to keep turning it up. And so, shit. Yeah. Wait, what does that nigga even look like, bro?
Which dude? The dude, Paul?
No,
Paul
Florida. Florida. No, Florida Man.
No, I told you. Florida Man is just a bunch of people. It's a compilation of people in Florida who do dumb shit.
Also, a bunch of crazy Florida niggas.
Basically,
you gotta be careful in Florida because, like, when you think about it, like all like the real crazy shit you hear happening, it's just always in fucking Florida.
Yeah,
every fucking time.
So this is one Florida man. I just showed him an image of it.
I can see it.
And this man was arrested for climbing on top of a playground and lecturing kids on where babies come from.
Wow.
When I tell you that this man's teeth are so crooked that he looks like he looks like a fucking bear trap. Basically, this guy, Florida man Otis Dwayne Ryan, climbed on top of this parking structure and was trying to go through and educate these kids on where babies are coming from. And they were surrounded by young children. Basically, parents, rushed to the playground and were basically trying to get this guy off. Ultimately, he got arrested, which he only had to pay like $118 fine, which I suppose in the grand scheme of things is like not that bad. Like, it's definitely not worth it. This guy looks crazy as fuck, but yeah, weird.
That shit crazy.
Like, you know, why would you, it almost reminds me of, you know, those people that go through and ruin, like, Christmas and Santa Claus for their kids?
That
or
mean,
other
bro,
kids
bro,
that ruin that?
Bro, like, people tell me I'm fucked up for that shit. Well, for this shit, but, like, I won't go around telling my kid, like, about Santa Claus and shit, because, like, bro, that shit cap, like, why am I going to begin... Like, filling your young, impressionable mind with cap, like, let me keep it a band with you from the jump, like, bro, this shit, like, little nigga, this shit is cap, bro, like, this is me getting you this shit, like, it's like, I'm not about to get credits to fucking Santa, this nigga ain't, Santa ain't putting on these gifts, nigga, fucking, fuck Santa, nigga. If anybody's, I'm Santa, nigga,
yeah,
ho, 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 motherfucker.
So, you know what?
Thank you, Santa, for these gifts and shit.
I think that I, when I go to have kids, I'm definitely going to introduce them to Santa. But here's the thing, you know, Christmas Eve, you leave some cookies out for Santa. You know, Santa goes through and eats them and whatnot. I'm about to be going through and making them, you know, make my favorite cookie. I'm about to be like, yo,
no, you
right, Santa likes chocolate chip cookies with oatmeal in them.
What you need to do, you need to tell a story the same way, but just change the name. Instead of Santa, it's Brian. So, yeah, they know who to get thanks to for real. Hey, man, anybody had niggas giving fucking credit to Santa? He ain't put it on these fucking gifts.
Shit. Yo, but Santa's elves made them, bro.
Fuck them elves. They ain't do shit either. All that shit is cap, bro.
Yeah, Santa's elves didn't make no new iPhone.
But
no.
when I was little, I didn't need people to tell me Santa wasn't real. Like, by the time I was four, I was like, dog, this shit is cap. And my motherfucking parents buying this shit. Like, it didn't take me very long to figure that this shit is like, this shit is not real. Like, and especially like when I was a little kid, I was living on the west side of Detroit. No way in fucking hell Santa coming all on the west side, dropping nigga shit. Nigga would have got shot. Like, that's how I knew this shit was cat, bro. Like, ain't no fucking Santa. Especially on the west side of Detroit. Ain't no fucking Santa out there. Ain't no Santa Claus. Anybody leaving that nigga shit. With some fucking bullets, nigga. I wish you would, trying to come in my house. All late and shit. Trying to slide in my shit. Drop, nigga. I ain't gonna shit, nigga. I'm gonna leave more than cookies for your ass, boy. I'm gonna leave more than cookies for your ass, boy. Nigga, I'll light your ass up, nigga.
Yo.
Nigga, like this Christmas tree, boy. Nigga, you popping my shit. You trying to slide in my shit. Oh, yeah, but. Yeah.
Yo, did you believe in, like, the Tooth Fairy or anything like that?
No, I didn't. I knew it was my parents giving me that money. Mm. I just knew, that, when I was younger, like, it just didn't take long to just, like, I knew what my parents was doing, but at the same time, to a certain extent, I kind of, like, played with it because, like, I was getting money off the shit. Like, there's, like, I left like teeth under my pillow, and I got money. I knew because like I knew it's like this is like that's like just like what my parents would do for that shit. Like I knew it wasn't no fucking Tooth Fairy creeping in my room doing this shit. Like, no, it's my parents. Like, so shout out to y'all. Shit, I didn't give me like leave me little $5 bills on my bed for a tooth. I'm sorry.
I used to get quarters, man.
Then my mom was taking shit back, so.
You had a nice currency exchange.
No, my mom was pumping, like, leaving money under my pillow and issues, and then taking it back from me in some way later on, because, like, I wouldn't be able to just freely spend this shit, because that's... But, yeah, and, then, I keep it banned on my children. Keep it banned on my children. And I'm going to start... All that.
Word?
Nah.
I don't blame you for it, man. But at the same time, I don't know if personally if that's how I will operate when I have kids. Just because I want them to be able to like enjoy the mystique, I guess, of the holidays and being able to spend that time with family. And you know, personally in my house, they're gonna grow up knowing and understanding that Christmas is really, you know, about Christ's birthday, and that Santa just gives out, you know, presents to celebrate.
Nobody celebrates Kwanzaa. What the fuck?
You know, sometimes just to make people.
Nobody even gives a damn about. Like, there are no. You don't even hear Kwanzaa commercial, bro. Nobody gives a damn about Kwanzaa, unfortunately.
Yo, so here's the thing. Sometimes to make people uncomfortable, I say that I celebrate Kwanzaa just to see what happens.
Bro, the only time I ever be hearing my Kwanzaa is when I used to go to school in the city.
I get that.
Other than that, like, dog, nobody gives a damn about Kwanzaa.
Nah. Which, you know, honestly, we need to make Kwanzaa happen. Yeah. 2019.
That's our Christmas, bro. Merry Kwanzaa, motherfucker. Shit.
Yo, you know what's dope about Kwanzaa too is that you also have to light candles as well.
I bet.
I like the colors a little bit better.
Damn, shout out. I'll light up some green too. You dig?
I dig. Like the green candles?
Shit. I'm wanting some green candles. You dig? Actually, no. I'll light some candles up, all right? I light some candles up. You dig?
I will. And I do understand what you're
saying. I light some wax on fire. You dig?
Yo, honestly, I will light some wax too.
Merry Kwanzaa, motherfucker.
Well, as we start to, you know, wrap up this episode, any last minute thoughts or, you know, things you want to speak out about? Any last minute shout outs?
New shit dropping soon, but until then, stay Detroit.net because I'm going to just need to keep dropping that shit.
Shop with them. Yes. Stay Detroit.net. You already know. Fly us merch out. We do it for the city.
Yep. Hashtag no drug duck, bro.
No drug, Doug. Clean and sober, relatively.
No, I'm just off the drugs.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not sober, but I'm off the drugs.
Oh, okay.
for real.
And Peruse, your boy, always. Shout out at Chipotle. Give me that contract. You know what I'm saying? Perfect spokesperson. Y'all already know I got the cleanest talking voice.
Bro, drop the bag off my boy, man. Come on, stop playing.
Come on, Chipotle, stop playing. San Pellegrino, same as well. Go ahead and send me the cases of the bottled water.
Y'all the beer boys, nah. Y'all the Pellegrino boys, y'all the beer boys.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's how we live it.
Pellegrino boys is gang, but beer boys, that's y'all niggas.
Yeah.
I have no parts in that because you ain't going to see me, nigga. And I don't ride for a car. You know I'm motherfucking rocking, nigga.
Yeah.
Shit, see me pull up in the Escala, bro. You know I'm fucking coming, nigga. Black way, bitch.
That's an Escalade for people who don't
know. No, the Escala. No, not the Escalade, the Escala.
I know what you're talking about, the sedan, huh?
Yeah, with that, bro. That bitch. Man, when I'm motherfucking hit the streets, nigga, I got one. Mark my words.
But
that's what I'm working towards. Actually, I'm working towards more than goddamn vehicle, but yeah, no.
The vehicle is a huge part of the aesthetic. You know, myself, I'm working on, you know, trying to cop a little condo or a house. That's what I'm trying to be up on 2019.
God damn it.
Yizzer. Yizzer.
I'm going for a fucking car.
Yeah.
Get your nice piece of property to pull that ass collar up to. Yeah, there.
Of course. But yeah, that is going to be it. Thank y'all for listening, and we will catch y'all in the next one.
Think a laugh.